Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because you are not imagining this. Middle class money is vanishing right now. And so much is happening right now. I'm still in Las Vegas for the Formula One race. I'm outside the Bellagio. They've shut down the streets. Cops are out. It's great. I'm over here by Caesar's Palace. You can check that out. But what you're seeing right now is a complete lack of spending in the middle class. You're seeing it be affected. You know, businesses are seeing it. Restaurants are seeing it. We have had more restaurants close in 2025 than any other year. And it's only going to get worse. But what's happening right now before Thanksgiving is a financial pullback when it comes to spending. People are not spending like they have in the past. And it's disturbing. When you see same-store sales for businesses that are up only 0.1% for the entire year, when you add up all three quarters, that is a problem. That is a huge, huge problem. Now, because the racetrack is open, this side of the street, they're closing everybody off. And for those of you that are getting off the freeway right now, you get to go and turn into Caesar's Palace and get thrown back onto Frank Sinatra. And, you know, it's just a mess. Now, why is it a big deal that the middle class is not spending money? Because they are a financial pillar of society right now. And without them, you're going to have rich people and poor people. The rich people don't want to step down to places like McDonald's and different restaurants that us common folk eat at, Applebee's, Denny's, and places like that. They're just not going to do it. Now, we've covered so much that people can't afford food. People would rather eat inside than go outside, but eating has just become expensive. And the stuff that people have sent me about family members and friends and people in their community, it is crazy. If you want to do something good in this world, Fran Glover, who owns Joseph Dreamhouse, is feeding people that are less fortunate than all of us. And she's putting together meals for people. And I will leave the link below if you would like to donate, because she buys food for these people. And for Thanksgiving, that's what she does. And she sent me messages over the last couple of days. And it's been very, very sad to see how bad this is right now. Now, Flamingo shut down, guys. And you've got all the activity for the Formula One race. Practice starts quickly, and it's supposed to start raining, you know, between now and midnight. So it'll be interesting to see if it does rain while they practice. It's great because this thing goes till 2 o'clock in the morning and you hear all this. But the shift that people don't have extra money, what are people using money for if they don't have money to go out and eat? Is it just that they're overwhelmed by their bills? All the cops and everything lined up. I wanted to go the back way. Now, this is very serious. You've got the military out here. You've got Humvees. You've got a very, very strong presence. Let's put it that way. Okay? And again, just to show you what you have out here, because, again, an international audience. This will be on all the different foreign news for tomorrow morning, and they love this stuff. It is crazy. I got tickets to the race. Caesar's Palace is very nice, giving us all this stuff. But man, oh man, oh man. I mean, it's just very, very, let's put it this way. I just want to use the word heavy. These people are not messing around. So you can see, you know, I'm back here with SWAT and the military. Stuff you just don't normally get to see. So it's interesting to say the least. So one thing I wanted to cover with you guys was all the restaurants that were closed in 2025 already. And I wanted to give you this list because it's pretty wild. Think about this. Hooters, you know, they sold off over 100 locations and they're not coming back like they did before. On the Border Grill, filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. 24 states, 77 locations done. Abuela's, a Mexican restaurant, closed 24 out of its 40 locations. Bar Louie, which is deep fried crap, they closed, and 13 locations of their 40. Quesadilla Gorilla. Somebody needs a marketing lesson on how to name a restaurant, but that's that with that. They're not doing well. Closing two more of their locations in California. Wendy's plans to shutter the mid-single digit percentage. Probably about 300 locations are going to be closed for Wendy's. Jack in the Box, you know, you've already heard that they're selling these locations. And I'm going to show you guys something real quick. You get these corporate areas here where they come out and they commandeer parts of the hotel and stuff. It's not even open yet, guys, but they have this whole area. You got her going to start passing out wristbands and taking names. But crazy. I want to show you guys something. If you can see this behind me, and I'll get a better shot of this. See the bridge that overlooks Las Vegas Boulevard? That's closed right now. You can't watch the race. Oh, I'm just going to go up the escalator and watch this thing. You're not going anywhere near this race unless you buy a ticket. It's crazy how they just shut down the city. I'm outside of Hell's Kitchen right now. Gordon Ramsay always does something here for Formula One where they have, you know, he does different competitions and stuff. They haven't announced it. And here's the thing that's weird. You think that they would say, hey, Gordon Ramsay's going to be here in 2 days. They don't do that. They do it at the last minute. So, Drips by Pepsi. They have all these giveaways and all this stuff that they're doing. So, again, filming in progress. Yeah, no kidding. Your image and your photograph may be used. Remember that. Okay? So, thank you, Pepsi. We appreciate you. Jack in the Box projecting 150 to 200 closures. You got Red Robin, plans to shut to 10 to 15 restaurants. Outback closed 21 restaurants too. So, what are you gonna do, guys? What are you gonna do? There's been a big problem right now with people robbing ATMs. This is called jackpotting. Think about this. People have gone to ATM machines and inserted software into the ATMs that make it so that the ATM will spit out cash. Now, instead of just ripping people off and ripping off the banks and leaving, these people keep going back. How about this? There's one ATM where the people got $170,000 out of one ATM. And, well, Dan, how do they do that without an ATM card? Well, there's a program that they can insert into the ATM machine that overrides it, and it's called jackpotting. Read the story below. It's fascinating. But like all stupid people that commit crime, instead of taking the money and run, it's like to see everybody coming out. They go back for more, and now eventually guy pulls his mask down and they got a photo of some jamoke that robbed people. Isn't that terrible? Just wild, guys. Just wild. So I get a kick out of things like that. Jackpotting the ATM. It's nice and overcast and cool. I'm not a cold weather guy. You've seen me film out here before. But, you know, affordability crisis. Everybody's hunkering down. You can't afford this. This is real, guys. This is happening with every single person right now because they don't have the extra money to do anything else. And think about this. You know, your husband gets overtime. Your nephew, your kids. I was talking to a guy when I was getting my tickets today, talking about Ohio and how Ohio's seeing how more and more people are having a more difficult time financially. And I want to show you guys the track over here. This is Hell's Kitchen right here. And Oh, did you see that? Oh, you hear that? Okay. They're going to start sending cars down the track, and I can go back to my room and watch it. But, you know, within the hour, they're going to be out here practicing, which is very, very cool. So there is no place on the strip where you can walk up and go, oh, I'm going to poke my head through. Now, this area right here where I'm at next to Hell's Kitchen, they will throw me out of here 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Not going to let you stay. So there's the flamingo right there. But this area is closed during the race. And it's just, you know, the way they do it. Formula One is a really wild sport. You think they would just have people gather around and watch everything? Nope, they don't want to know about that, guys. So they want you to pay or don't play. It's that simple. So, but I'll get you guys a shot of the track real quick so you can see that.
Hey, boss.
How are you? So here's the thing, guys. This track, they're gonna kick us all out of here in just a matter of minutes. What? I'm gonna go back and then come back up. It's all good, brother. Thank you. I'm going to that guy and coming back. I won't go far. So, anyways, there's the fountains at Caesars. Have you guys see this? I mean, it guys. Everybody's experiencing this. And, you know, the big problem right now is going to be Thanksgiving. You're going to see less and less people spend money. Now, the lies that we're told, all the BLS numbers about how the economy's great, everything's good, is all nonsense, guys. Insert swear word here because it's not good right now. Let me just get a shot of this so you can see. But the track is on one side of Las Vegas Boulevard over here. The other side is dead, but this is all closed through here. Okay? And this is where they raced down. Now, 2 years ago, it was an absolute nightmare here because they had to repave the entire street for the racing to meet the F1 requirements. And this year, they don't have to worry about that. So that did save some time in setting everything up. Home values in three quarters of Southern California markets have dropped in 2025. Crazy, guys, crazy. Jonathan Lancer is a great writer for the Orange County Register. I put that article down there for you to read. It's brilliant, guys. He really knows his stuff, and you're starting to see where it's starting to, you know, I love this. It's become more affordable. No, you have a house that's $1.2 million, and now it's $1,040,000. You know, is that really that reasonable for everybody? I don't think so. Did you guys hear? You want proof that Hollywood is dead? Hollywood is dead. Las Vegas yesterday voted on a new plan to get rid of the idea of that Hollywood studio in Vegas. Mark Wahlberg was behind it. They were going to give tax incentives. Think about this. Starting in 2029, it got voted down. We don't want that. We don't want them to shoot here. It was going to be off of Flamingo Road and near this dead center where there's a shopping center. They were going to build this huge movie studio there. Nope, done. Completely finished. So it's done, guys. Hollywood's finished. Hollywood, you know, Vegas, done. So fabulous Las Vegas. Okay. So, don't forget we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live where we do private content. Don't forget our new video sharing site, newvideos.com. So many of you have signed up for that. You can advertise your business. You can share your family videos. It's absolutely free. That's the pace car that just ripped by. That's very cool. Very exciting, guys. You haven't seen anything yet. Final story. This is out of the UK, and a man wanted to work remotely. He said other people that work for the company get to work 2 days a week, you know, remotely from their house, and I want to do that. Only problem is this jackass works for Park and Rec. I'm just doing one turn, and then I'm out of here, dear. I'm doing one turn and I'm out of here, okay? I'm filming, I'm live streaming. It's all good, okay? So that's the end of it, guys. Think about this. You want to go and you want to work remotely? Yeah, the guy works for Parks and Rec. He does the lawn there for the city and says, I want to work remotely 2 days a week. So hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. If you have any, want to get a hold of me, it's hello@ilegendary.com. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you real soon. I'll get some more good video of the race for you as well. Reach out anytime.